You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded just 8 new coronavirus cases today and no deaths, but an outbreak at Chadstone Shopping Centre is being closely monitored. The number of cases linked to Chadstone is now 24, and the outbreak includes 3 customers, 7 staff and 9 family or household members. One weak positive case was identified in Shepparton in the state's north, but a further test has come back negative. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the person's close contacts are also being tested.
We respond with some urgency, as we do for any case, but in particular in regional Victoria. But all I'd say is it's not a definitive positive at this stage. We're treating it as a positive. We need to do that.
Professor Sutton says it's important the state meets its mystery case threshold of less than 5 infections to reach the next phase of looser restrictions. The state's rolling 14-day average needs to be less than 5 for Melbourne to take that next step, and authorities will closely scrutinise the details behind those coronavirus cases. Meantime, regional Victorians can start planning a trip to the Northern Territory when travel restrictions are eased in the top end from November the 2nd. On Monday, Chief Minister Michael Gunner said travel won't yet be open to people from the Macedon Ranges, Geelong, Mitchell and East Gippsland Shires, but that could change.
We're holding back on these 4 areas for now, given they've had a confirmed case in the past fortnight, just so that our team can investigate them a little further and be totally sure there is no further community transmission from these cases. Once we are sure of that, we can be in a position to add these areas to the list of hotspots removed in 4 weeks.
Mr. Gunner says Melbourne's progress is promising because it's on the cusp of crushing its second coronavirus wave. Despite Victoria's lower numbers, police have revealed more than 100 fines were issued in the past 24 hours for health breaches. At school, Term 4 began today, and more students will gradually return to the classroom with Year 7s back on site next week. Year 8s to 10 will follow later this month. Education Minister James Molino says secondary school students will need to wear a mask.
This is the light at the end of the tunnel. This is certainty about getting back to face-to-face teaching, which is really important for all of our students, but particularly for those students looking at those transition periods. So Year 6 students going into Year 7, Year 10 students as they start to prepare for VCE and VCAL.
Further interstate, Queensland has again detected no new cases and the state has 6 active infections. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says her priority is keeping Queenslanders safe.
It's about saying to Queenslanders, you only have to look at what's happening around the globe. The rise of second waves of coronavirus now in Europe and of course in the US. My sole focus has been on looking after Queensland.
The leader of Western Australia is also safeguarding his state's reputation, with Premier Mark McGowan aware of the heightened risk from elsewhere.
Obviously, a single case coming into Western Australia is more dangerous to our state than it is in any other state. They have lockdowns in Melbourne. They have all sorts of rules in Sydney and Brisbane and other parts of the country that we don't have. So we are, in effect, more vulnerable.
New South Wales has notched up another consecutive day with no locally transmitted cases, but one overseas traveller in hotel quarantine tested positive. Dr. Stephen Corbett says testing rates are dropping and without results, the pandemic can't be properly managed.
New South Wales Health is appealing to the community to come forward for testing right away if you have even the mildest of symptoms, like a runny nose, scratchy throat, cough, fever, or other symptoms that could be COVID-19.
The National Peak Health Group, Pathology Technology Australia, is pushing for antigen tests which can deliver results in 15 minutes to be used in high-risk industries and essential workplaces. Chief Executive Dean Whiting explains the advantage of this method where proteins which stimulate antibody production are detected.
Being able to test frequently with a simple and inexpensive and rapid test diminishes the need for sensitivity, in fact, because you can test on day 1, day 2, day 3, and by the time you've got to the point where the virus is really proliferating in the body, you have a positive antigen test.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews plans to strengthen the state's testing program to expand who is eligible. And Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack remains optimistic a COVID-19 vaccine will be available soon.
I know there are human trials going on at the moment, and there is every hope that there will be a vaccine in the early stages of next year.
The federal budget is being delivered on Tuesday based on the assumption that a vaccine will be ready. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.